Welcome
to the Pod Crash. I'm here with Zach.
He's a showman. I heard he's a Jewish kid with soul.
Epic stadium bands that is going to put on one of those festival type shows.
JCL, this fuck.
Mile High.
Outside Land.
Jazz Fest. That you're going to remember for a long time.
The Coachella. We just wrapped up a night of seeing Jay-Z and then Crooked Vultures and LCD Sound System and She and Him and Yaysayer, and we're ready to talk about it.
And finally I heard it, and it was big.
You know me, I'll be booping.
It's a little more funny.
See a couple songs up close and then go like, whoa!
I listen to a lot of bands with stupid-ass lyrics like Fish and I'm Frisbee McGee.
I'm Zach T. Bloom with Andy Shore, and together we are the Festival Crashers.
Welcome for Two for Tuesday on the Pod Crash. We had Andy telling us about Prince this weekend, and also now me and Caitlin are going to preview Free Press Summerfest. Caitlin's done much more of the research for it so far, and I've kind of looked over her shoulder, so I'll have her start us off. Caitlin, let's go through it hour by hour. What are you most excited for on Saturday?
Oh, well, if we're starting at the beginning of the day, it's not what I'm most excited for.
Sure,
like,
sure.
If you want to talk most excited, that'll be later in the day.
But let's just get it started off with what's
sure.
Beginning.
I mean, at the very beginning of the day, if you can get there early enough, there are two groups up at 11:40 that I'm curious about. Wild Moccasins have been getting a ton of press. I believe, yeah, they're a Houston band, and they're sort of, I call them Texas's freelance whales. They've got that same sort of instrumental twee, almost pop sound, and they seem really energetic on record. I'd be curious to see what that's like live.
But you are more excited about a different band.
I am, yeah. Simple Success is also up at 11:40, and they're hip-hop duo, and I just really, really fell in love with the song Smash and Dash. They've got a really cool beat going with that song, and I think that will be a little bit higher energy. They're also a Houston band, so I think that will be fun, because I feel like Houstonites will come out and support their local bands, hopefully. So I think that could be a really fun show and kind of wake you up in the early morning of the festival.
It's traditionally not a great idea to book a hip-hop act before noon. But, you know, hopefully they get it together and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they're young, so hopefully that, you know, that still keeps them motivated.
Knowing us and that we have to pick up Isaac and how Isaac runs, we're probably going to be for our first show we'll probably see is at 12:20. We don't know how to pronounce this band, so we'll just spell it out. Is that right?
Yeah.
YPPAH.
Should we go with Yappa?
I don't want to insult them.
No. All right. We're not gonna try.
So YPPAH, but they're Houston based and it's electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first ones you played for me when you're like, here's one of the ones you got to check out.
And yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about them. It's interesting. I listened to a couple different things, and they're pretty diverse for sort of an electronic band, I think. They had a lot of different styles going on, but it's definitely catchy, and it's cool instrumentation, and I think it's diverse enough to keep it interesting, so I think that'll be good.
We'll check that out. I'm not positive. We'll probably check out most of that. And then at one, there's a couple different things. You recommended Los Scarnales.
Yes, because I love my ska music, and so if you like ska music, I think it's going to be a really fun show. I think, you know, I know you weren't that impressed with seeing them live in videos. Like, they don't look like the most energetic group of gents, but I think the music is awesome. I think they really pull it off, and I think all that matters, I mean, it's ska music, what matters is what's going on in the crowd. Like, because you're not looking up at the stage anyway. You're hopefully skanking. So I think it's going to be a really good show.
I don't see it happening from
That's
what
fine.
I've seen online. I watched a couple of videos, and Mexico Ska didn't look like it was going to do it for me.
Fair enough. Who are you seeing then?
After that, the next one that we definitely want to see is Black Joe Lewis at 2.
Well, see, I think you're skipping some, though.
I
would say Fredster is the other one that might steal me away at 1 o'clock. He only had 2 tracks up on SoundCloud, and they were both, like, epically long.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I listened to is called As Real as Rainbows, and he's almost like a writer. Like, I feel like the way he uses music, he's storytelling, and it sounds really pretty. I do worry that that will suffer from its time slot.
Now,
I think there are a lot of bands
you weren't
that
joking
are like
about
that.
The length. I'm looking at, we have a link that on Austin Wright's Music that we'll have in the podcast if you guys want to follow along hour by hour. It's a 63-minute song. Am I wrong?
No.
So is it a full, like, album in one song, or could
I
you
don't
tell
know.
That it's different songs?
You know, I got probably, I would say, a quarter of the way in, and it was solid for the first, you know,
okay.
20
so
minutes.
I think
so.
Around, once you check out YPPAH, It's a couple hours of wandering, but we recommend YPPAH. You think we should at least give Los Granales a few songs?
Because I love ska music, and they're one of the only ska bands I saw playing the whole festival.
And if we can get there early enough, Simple Success. And then from there, so we'll walk around a little bit.
Sure.
You kind of liked the Manichean at 110?
Yeah, I did. I think they sound like a pretty young band from the recordings that I heard. I mean, they had quite a few of them, so maybe they're not. But they sound like they're still sort of a little, just a little green. And so I'd be interested to see what they pull off live, because they do sound a little bit rough. But I think they have a lot of potential.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, I think it was they had like some shifts in songs where they started off boring, and once they'd kick in, they'd really go into their own space. And it sounded, you mentioned Radiohead-esque.
Yeah, I think
they heard, at least influenced by.
Sure, I think definitely you can hear that in there.
Some soundscapes and certain things going on. So I think that could work.
Mm-hmm. But definitely Black Joe Lewis, as you mentioned, right. I think that's the next one that really draws me.
If you haven't seen them much, you definitely want to see Black Joe Lewis. But we have personal favorites that we're probably going to see 10, 15 minutes of Black Joe Lewis and then head over to Little Low. Our little favorites.
They are. They're just fabulous. I mean, if you want to put a smile on your face, go see Little Low. It's as simple as that. They are the most enjoyable band to watch that I have seen, in recent memory, in terms of a younger, lesser-known band. They just have so much joy when they play that it's awesome. It's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, the interplay between those kids on stage, they just really look like they love each other and love to be there. And
yeah.
They all sound great, and they're fun. And
yeah.
It's we've seen them seven times in the last few months, and it's always wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, we're going to go to another Austin band.
Yes.
One man band.
Rapper, if you will. Zeely. I first saw you. I guess you'd seen him
I've seen him a few times, yeah.
When did you see him?
At a South By show and a couple other times. He plays a lot of gigs.
Sure.
But he has a ton of energy. He's funny. He's got great verses.
Even I saw him play with the Black and White Ears, and I feel like most of that crowd was there for the Black and White Ears, but he played before them and then as well, also guested on a couple of their songs. And I mean, the crowd, from the beginning of his set to the end, it was so fun to watch him just completely win over the crowd. And a majority of the people had just been standing there, but he got everybody moving and putting their fists in the air. And it was just really cool to watch him. He's really engaging artist. So I think that will be a really fun show to be at.
Yeah, he's great on his own. You'll enjoy it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try to check out, was Finnegan still on your list?
No, I took him off.
Took him off, okay. Sorry, Finnegan.
Yes.
But we want to check out a Little Fat Tony. What time did he go on?
He was 3:30, but then we want to rush over to Big Boy, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, we definitely want to see Big Boy. He's one half of Outkast, and his solo album, Sir Luscious Left Foot, is immaculate beginning to end, and he's played in Austin 2 or 3 times in the last few months, and everyone says he plays a really great mix of Outkast stuff and solo stuff, and it will be a tight performance. It will be far better than any other hip-hop act we see this weekend.
Fair enough.
I promise you'll enjoy.
I'm not worried. But I will say, since he's not with us at the moment, isn't Andy the biggest fan ever of Big Boy?
He loves Outkast and Big Boy, yeah.
That's what I thought.
It will be great. And it'll lead really, really well into Sharon Jones on that same stage, mm-hmm. So... you haven't seen them yet.
No, I haven't. But I mean, I've heard amazing things.
Sharon Jones herself is fantastic.
Oh,
she has
so
much energy, and she...
Well, her voice is just spectacular. Oh, so I'm really excited to see that live.
And she'll get barefoot and dance around. And I've seen her a couple times bring a guy who looks really uncoordinated on stage to dance with her and turn into a fun little duet dancing.
Can we expect that to be you? Is that what you're saying?
You know, if it's any if she goes to the crowd, I'm just jumping up there, and if she's pointing at me or not. So I will try to make it happen, but
all right.
I haven't been on stage in a while. We'll see if we can make that happen. we're going to leave that area before coming back from Beirut. You want to check out Lower Dent?
Yeah, I'm interested. I listened to them a little bit and then found out later on that they had done an NPR Tiny Desk concert, which honestly, I trust NPR's Tiny Desk concerts pretty much 100% of the time. They have incredible artists come in and play, and so I'm very curious to see these guys play live. And it's really pretty. It's grungy shoegaze music, and it's a about an appropriate time of day. Like, it'll still be a little bit hot. The sun won't be down yet, but it'll be nicer than a lot of the more shoegazy stuff that's going on earlier in the day that's just going to really suffer from the sun. Like, I think this will be an appropriate time to go actually enjoy something like that. So
I do think that'll be kind of in the dinner time run area as well. So I feel like it's possible. Might have to pay attention and sit back and eat some food.
Get me food.
You got to plan in. You're going to be sitting there and I'll go make the food run.
If that's what we're saying.
All right. That might be what we're saying. Let's see. What else do we want to... We
skipped over some stuff, but that's fine.
Well, I think we should talk about Fat Tony. I thought he had a lot.
Sure.
We got to see him open up for
Mr. Heavenly. Yeah.
And those fans were not the best because they were all... I mean, it was just a really shitty crowd.
Well, it was hipsters.
Yeah.
It was like hipsters and sightseers. Kids. It was like people really wanted to see Michael Cera. Yeah. So it was unfortunate.
But he had a lot of...
He had a lot of energy, and he had his own entourage of camera people, which was hilarious and cool. Like,
he was fun and funny. Like,
yeah,
he knew how to play up a crowd.
I was going to say, he was also another one of those like really engaging performers who I feel like from front to finish, like, you could see the shift in like people caring about him.
Yeah, like we went from like, all right, we have to put up with this, to like, all right, I
can yeah.
into what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the beats were good, and his rhymes were really funny. Like, yeah. he's pretty sarcastic, and like, he's clever with the way that he plays with words, which I always appreciate, so that mm-hmm. was definitely good. We had also skipped over those Darlins, and I just want to mention them because it's mostly a female grungy band. It's sort of like if you know, Best Coast were a little angrier and a little more sarcastic, and I specifically, I think I'm fascinated with this band because I've never seen them live, but Nikki Darlin, who I believe is, I guess, their lead singer, I saw her get proposed to by the dude from Deer Tick in New York a couple summers ago. So I've just been fascinated.
Yes. Saw this?
Yeah, it happened. Oh. It was at the Free Grace Potter show. Uh-huh. Grace Potter played a free show in Brooklyn. And so me and my friend went to that because I wanted to see her and I wanted to see Deer Tick. And when Deer Tick was on, Joseph McCarthy, I think is his name. He was like, I'm really nervous. We got some surprises for you tonight. And like, he just seemed really jittery, and we're all like, whatever, he's probably on something. But yeah, he brought out Nikki to do a duet with him, and then he got on one knee and everybody gasped and looked at each other, and like, and they got engaged right there. And it was really cute too, because he proposed to her with a toe ring, which I thought was precious. I liked that. He was like, take your shoe off. So it was really cute.
Really? Toe
ring? Yeah, I really liked it. We could talk about it later. But it was cute. And it was really fun to watch. So ever since then, I've been fascinated by the two of them as sort of these like weird, like almost white trash, like, you know, grungy, folksy singer kids. Like, I don't know. I'm assuming they're still together. I haven't heard otherwise, but like, I don't know. I mean, their latest single indicates that maybe she's not that into it, because it's called Be Your Bro, and it's all about like that she just wants to be this dude's friend.
Well, maybe it's because she's happy with her.
Let's hope so. Let's we'll go with that.
Okay, so let's
moving on.
Get back on the right track. So after Beirut,
we didn't really talk about Beirut, should we?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I mean, I've never seen them, and I'm only somewhat familiar, but I mean, I feel like if you like Andrew Bird and you like Fan Farlow and you like Devotchka, like, you will like Beirut. That's my summarization of that.
And in high school, we called beer pong Beirut, so there's that. No, I've listened to a few of their songs. I really liked what I've heard.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting warm-up for Ween.
Yeah, kind of a random one. But, I mean, honestly, Ween is so random in my mind anyway, like, that you could really put anyone in front of them and it'd be like, all right.
Well, that's probably fine. A lot of that is because Ween has, like, maybe 10 different genres that you could put them
for
in.
For sure, yeah. Which is what, that was my criticism, I guess, is I feel like they've got, for me, a bit of an identity crisis. Like, I don't really know even what to do with them because they just...
I think that I tried to interview them once and they weren't really like, I was like, so do you, when you think of an idea for a song, do you think of the genre first or that song? And they're like, well, one of the only things they told me that was cool, like, sometimes we'll just be like, we want a German club gay disco song. and then that's how a friend's a friend who knows what being a friend is comes about. And that's, you know, so they'll, and then they have one album called 12 Great Country Hits, and it's 10 country songs, which is part of the joke. But, and they have like studio musicians from Nashville, like, you know, put on an awesome country album. And then, so they're really all over the place. I mean, at their heart, their root is like a psychedelic with a rock, you know, like rock roots and
jammy. They're a little jammy. I think they sound. That's how they sound to me.
It's, I don't know. I'd say more solo-y than jammy.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does.
They don't really noodle, you know.
Sure.
It's like.
It's planned. It's precise than
Than a jam. But you know they'll throw a lot at you, and it's one to get close for. And there's a certain crowd that comes out for Ween, and as Bryn likes to say, these are our people. We're part of Ween country. Like every time I'm in a Ween crowd up close, I feel like around really good people, and it's always. I've seen them in like 5 different states, and I'm always really happy and really puts me in a place. So good. It should be a really good end to Saturday night. I'm very much looking forward to it. They're one of my favorite touring bands for the last bunch of years.
I'm aware. I'm excited to experience that with you. Yes. I'm excited to see you in that scenario.
Indeed. So that's the end of Saturday. It's a busy first day.
It is.
And we'll have left at like 8 in the morning. We just decided. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a hotel not too far away. Rest Thank up. Goodness. Write some stuff up. Have some reviews up for you. Maybe a podcast that night.
Yeah.
And then back into Sunday with
New Radicals.
Not the New Radicals.
Would have made me so... I would have freaked out so much more hardcore if they had been playing. But
it's Free Radicals.
It's Free Radicals. And Free Radicals, I mean, they're not... Let's not confuse you and put them in the same league because that's not the case. But Free Radicals are fun. They're an instrumental band. They're kind of jammy. They're a little bit world influenced, but it's really danceable and it's really fun. It seems energetic. It is pretty early. We'll see if we make it out for that. It's 11 a.m.
You said to skip your morning coffee. Can I just bring a Red Bull instead?
We sure. Love that. you can do whatever you want.
I didn't have anyone else that I was too excited about, but you have...
Robert Ellis was pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty folksy. I don't know that it would be your bag, but I liked it. It was pretty. It was pretty music. But honestly, the first band that I'm, like, really, really stoked for, and one of the bands I'm most excited for in terms of, like, lower-level new discoveries is this band called Sun Hotel, who just... I don't know. They just... The vocals are gorgeous, and they sound like... a bunch of different bands that I already love, but it's not a ripoff. It's not like a direct, like, oh, this is just the next so-and-so. It's like, it's their own thing, and I like it a lot. They're really pretty harmonies. Mm-hmm. It's really sweeping, like, good movement in the songs, and I'm...
Was that the one you said had hints of, like, local natives
in there? Yeah, absolutely. There's a little bit of local natives. I forget, there was another band that I had thought of when I first heard them that they sounded like, but I think I almost said, like, Little Low, because it was very sort of instrumental, lots of different instrumentation. But, it's awesome. Really cool. Pretty.
I'm excited to see that show.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And that's at 12:50, so that we can make that.
Yes. And then I'm all excited to get all up on Ani DeFranco's dick.
Which, when I heard this name, I was like, should I even listen to this? But I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. It's fun. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's a little political. It's a little sarcastic.
But there's also some really jokey stuff. There's
The
one we were listening to
about. Hipster boyfriend.
Like, you don't know if he's dead.
it takes 90 minutes to get his skinny jeans off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny. And it seems like fun. They seem to, and they're good as well. Like they're not bad. They're very garagey. I mean, it's very sort of like lo-fi garage music, but it's fun. For sure. And then we have the Beats, which I thought might be like Doug's the band from Doug.
I need more allowance, yo.
You got it.
But it's not even
when
days.
It's not when I searched for a video for them. That's I got Killer like
tofu.
Yeah, I got all of those. And I was like, oh, I wish that would be fun. But these beats are good. They're definitely.
Would you say these beats are fat?
Yes. No.
They're not.
These are white boy doo-wop beats. Like it's very much playing into this movement that just seems amazingly widespread now. That's this sort of throwback like 50s sock hop. Pop music,
mm-hmm.
That's sort of like the drums or Best Coast or all that stuff. Like, and there are a lot of bands playing this festival that are doing that. But I think the Beats are probably the better, like the better band that's doing that genre at this festival. So
you're saying I should dress up as the underwear on the outside man?
Yes, you should be Quail Man.
Quail Man. Yes.
You can be Quail Man. What's the dog's name?
Oh man, I know Skeeter's the friend.
Yeah.
And Mr. Dinkle and.
Yeah.
Patty
Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise, sure.
I guess I'll be Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah, you'd be Patty Mayonnaise, not a dog.
Don't be. Okay.
And then, is this the number one look forward to show of the festival?
I mean, yeah. It's really unfair, honestly. But
we're talking about, yay, sayer. But you know what? before we get to them. Black Angels are before them.
Go ahead, on that you can stage. Talk about Black Angels.
Yeah, I didn't know them that well until they were headlining the Psych Festival, and it was a really weird night because Osama bin Laden had just been announced that he was killed right as like before they went on. So mm-hmm. I was reading all these tweets and then seeing them be all psychedelic and then
eating sandwiches.
Well, it was a lollipop sandwich.
Oh yeah.
So I was all kind of sandwiched out, and it was a good time. And you know, the Black Angels really wail. There's like a medley sound even to them.
Sure.
And Psych, I mean, it's not. It's I don't think it's your thing. It's.
It's little, not. I
it's
saw
heavy
them.
Heavy and not a lot of lyrics.
Sure.
That you can rap
I saw them at the Fun 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 Fest in 2007.
Black
and
stage.
No,
because
the Black Stage was like that's like Bad Brains, that's like hardcore punk. They were on one of the main stages in the, but like we were kind of listening, half listening to them from far away. So I didn't, to be fair to them, I didn't really get a full sound. But I tried to give them a second chance. They played like I think Letterman or something, and I watched them because I was like, oh, it's an Austin band on freaking you know like late night TV, and it just doesn't do it for me. I tried to like it, but it just is not, like you said, psychedelic music is not my thing.
Sure.
But I mean, I can recognize that they do psych music really well.
But
so
will
if
you
like
be front
it,
row on the left side?
Yes.
Audience right.
Audience right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants to be front row for Ira, her favorite bassist in the world.
Yeah.
Of Yaysayer.
Yaysayer. That's the band. That's the band for me. I mean, I can't imagine a whole lot of people who read us wouldn't know about Yaysayer at this point. I feel like maybe that's not fair. I don't know, right? Like,
I'm just still stuck up on your preview where you're going into an Oregon Trail reference, apparently. If you're not on board this bandwagon, you best hurry your oxen up before you die of dysentery. Thanks.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah. But no, they're unbelievable mix of sweet vocals and wild guitars.
I mean, it's fantastic. Like, it's interesting because they're not like the most in your face live performers I've ever seen. They're fairly straightforward in what they do. I'd say Chris, who's one of the two guys who kind of trades off lead. Chris Keating is the most energetic of all of them, but they just play the music so well, and the music is so good that it's incredible to watch. And I think what's most enjoyable to see at a Yaysayer show is who is actually playing the different parts in the songs that you hear on record, because
it sounds so otherworldly. Like, how do they get this sound, and where's
it
really
come from? It really does. I wasn't impressed. But I mean, I wasn't like unimpressed by Ira, but I just didn't know about Ira until I went and saw him.
And you're like, holy shit!
Oh
those
my
lines
god,
he's playing are ridiculous.
If you've ever heard the song Griselda, and it's on my write up, I mean, there's this part near the end that is, it sounded like a flute or like some kind of synth something, because it's just this really quick flourish, and it's so pretty, and it's him playing bass. And when you see that, like when you see his fingers just like flying, it's just it's unreal. I'm a huge fan. And if you haven't seen them live yet, you really, really should go.
It will be glorious.
It will be. I hate that they keep ending up with these middle-of-the-day shows. I don't think...
You get so hot because you're staring at the stage.
You're staring at the stage and you're dancing because a lot of their music is dance music. I mean, most of the festivals I've seen them at recently, they've been at this terrible time slot. So, but it's worth it. It's always worth it. But
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why they couldn't have swapped with like Blackie and played between Chromeo and Cut Copy.
Who knows? Who knows? I know Black. I listened to Blackie and I don't even. I was not that impressed, and I don't know who they are. So.
So I didn't listen to this one yet. Candy Wampus.
Catty Wampus.
I apologize.
It's okay. I'm sure they are not super offended. They play at the same time as Yaysayer, which is really heartbreaking because they're the second most, like, awesome mid-level band that I heard just in terms of new discoveries. I think they're local, though. Actually, I don't know. I can't remember if they're local or not. I'm hoping they play more shows around here because they sound sort of purposefully messy, and there's definitely, like, explosions in the sky, kind of, like, layers of guitar, and then there's some, like, weird Animal Collective shit going on, and it's just, it's really cool sounding, like, they've got their own unique twist to all of that stuff, and it sounds awesome.
But you know what explosions in the sky and Animal Collective have in common?
What do they have in common?
They are not good live bands.
This is true. This is very true.
So
maybe we won't be
missing out on too
much. Hopefully.
And
we'll tell ourselves that.
The Memorials, who did an interesting cover of Black Hole Sun that we were listening to a little bit ago.
I think what sells this band for me, because, I mean, you know, the instrumentation was pretty straightforward, but the lead singer is this woman named Vivica Hawkins, and her voice is great. Like, it sounds really good, so that's why I would be interested in seeing them. a little bit later on. Although, actually, yeah, we'll miss them too for Yesair, so. Oh, well.
But after Yesair, we're probably just going to stay put for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we, oh, Chromeo. I keep getting dicked over on Chromeo. There's been like 3 different shows where I've been there and had to leave.
That happened with me and Spoon for years.
Yeah.
It happens.
I don't care. We're seeing fucking Chromeo
this
time.
We will. That's fine. It's fine by me.
First time some drunk kid was stumbling around.
Oh, was that the shoe kid? This is a different kid.
It was a different kid, but he was the one, he like fell over. I don't know if you haven't seen that. It's classic.
Yeah, I have.
And the last time, it's just every time something comes up and I have to bail.
So no, they're really good.
Wonderful.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, they just put out 2 albums that are just dance parties instantly.
For sure. I got really lucky, and I didn't know anything about them, but when I, back in my radio DJ days at KVRX, my co-host at one point was this kid named Lucas, and he's the one who introduced me to, like, Man Man and Chromeo and a bunch of other bands, and, like, he loved these guys and definitely got me into them, so I always think about that time whenever I hear them.
Now, 5 minutes after they start is a band that we loved when we saw them recently. It was LAX.
I know.
So we feel bad. You didn't even realize they were on the list. They were on some Night Owl stage.
But no, but I looked through the whole thing. I still contend that they weren't always on the list. That's my contention at this point. I know you
She could have been
agree.
A contentionist. Contentioner.
I love LAX. And I just can't get over the girl who raps. Like, that's the thing that sticks out in my mind more than anything. She's incredible.
And both of them, they sing together. They really
Oh, for sure. They're both amazing. It's, I mean, it's very, and it's so much fun, too, because it's so, like, Ace of Base throwback 90s, like, cheese pop, but done really well to the point that it's just super enjoyable. I'm a huge fan.
So maybe we'll catch the end of them on our way
yes.
to the stage to catch Neon Indian at 6.
If we have to.
I really think they'll be fun. Everyone
they're
says
fun.
They're great live. Have you
they
seen
are.
Them?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're... I would only watch this band live. I would never sit around and listen to this record. It does not do it for me. But Alan Palomo is an insane live performer. He's just, like, completely captivating. It's really fun to watch him. He's a really good frontman. So it's definitely worth it for him.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll... I would like to catch some before
for sure.
Cut Copy at 7.
Yeah.
Sunday night will end well again on the back to the main stage.
Yes.
Because it's three on Black Angels, Yesair, Chromeo all in a row. Then we'll try to get some food in Neon Indian, relax a little bit, and then get back for Cut Copy and Weezer.
Yeah, which I'd like to be sort of close for Cut Copy.
Yeah,
maybe,
definitely.
Because they seem like a dancey band.
Mm-hmm.
They seem very like Hot Chip to me. I don't know if you still had a chance to listen to that much, but it's...
But Cut Copy's new album I've been listening to a lot.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Amazing. Really fun, dancey. It'll be a good time. Weezer is I'm concerned about. I mean, they were in high school they were my favorite band, and there wasn't a second favorite band, and you know, Blue Album and Pinkerton are just two of my all time favorites. You know,
for
went
sure.
down a little bit with Green Album, Maladroit. I still liked them, and you know, just the Red Album. I liked the first half of it, and then the last two. I'm like, I'm not even bothering to listen anymore.
Sure.
So I'll feel like.
I mean, and. It'll be sad if they rely more heavily on the newer stuff, but I feel like since they're touring on their entire collection right
sure.
now, that hopefully that means they will continue to play songs from their whole discography.
I think at least they'll make 7 or 8 at the
sure,
very minimum.
For sure. I mean, I don't have the same emotional like ties that you do to this
mm-hmm.
band. I didn't get into them until like midway through college and
right.
like barely at that. I'm pretty much familiar with the Blue Album and that's where
mm-hmm.
that ends. But like I'm really excited about the show. I think I'm just excited that I get to see them and I don't have to pay
right.
to see them separately. From
I meant that there's
else.
One thing that scared you already about Weezer tonight.
Oh Lord. They did this cover of a Radiohead song that was just all... Well, I'll be fair.
The instrumentation was
fine. It was really an exact ripoff.
Rivers sounded so bad.
Yeah, Rivers sounded awful on the song. He just sounded so dead. He sounded like a mannequin, which is sort of my complaint. On any song of theirs that I don't like, it's usually because he sounds just like disinterested. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But I think it's gonna be an awesome 2 days.
Oh
I'm
yeah.
excited to get down there.
For sure.
And I hope all y'all will join us and let us know if we missed anyone who you're excited to see in the comments. And give us a tweet if you're going to head down. We'll hang out. Thanks for listening. Happy festivaling. And let's enjoy the summer. Bye.
Bye.